The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
And welcome aboard, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Oliver here. Welcome to another edition of As the Medical Expert. All, of course, pertaining to the Peconic Bay Medical Center and the great job that they do. And today, no exception in speaking to one of those experts, Amy Loeb, the Deputy Executive Director of PBMC, promoted to Executive Director, by the way, and does a wonderful job, responsible for all of the strategic initiatives and operations for the great PBMC. And Amy has a long and illustrious career. Started her career actually in Northwell, I was reading, about 16 years ago as a registered nurse at Huntington Hospital. And we welcome her aboard here. Great to have you, Amy. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
It is wonderful. Congratulations on the new position as well. Fantastic stuff. You remember those days way back? You know, you started your career in nursing. You know, I'm married to a nurse. She's been at it a long time. What was your inspiration to kind of getting into the field?
So, you know, it's interesting. When I think back to high school and starting college, I was one of those that was not so sure what I wanted to do. So it wasn't an early calling for me. I didn't have family members in the field or anything like that. Where it really came from, truthfully, was I knew I was good at science, I loved people, and I wanted to have a career that I could do different things in a field. And so I really started to explore nursing. And what happened then was, as I was starting to look into this, I had a tragedy in my personal life where my high school sweetheart was in a car accident and unfortunately passed away, but he was in the hospital for 10 days before he passed. And watching the nurses and how they cared for him in that time is what really did it for me. That's when I knew it was for me. So on I went to Suffolk County Community College for nursing.
Wow. How about that? And it led you right into that whole deal. That's amazing. That's an incredible story. And a lot of emotion, no question about it. You know, I go back to the day, and I tell the story all the time. You know, I started broadcasting here on Long Island, Riverhead, in 2001. You know, it was kind of a different feel. You know, didn't have as much going on County Road 58 at the time. And certainly, PBMC was not PBMC then. You know, it was a Central Suffolk Hospital. And those were interesting days. You remember those days, right, with Central Suffolk?
So it's an amazing story to me. Talk about a full circle. So my first year in Suffolk Community College, where I was attending nursing school, we were asked about volunteering. And so it just so happens that that is when Andy Mitchell started the project of refreshing the emergency department here at what was then Suffolk, Central Suffolk Hospital. So the ED was in desperate need of repair. And so some nursing students, myself included, came out to help and refresh the emergency department. So I actually was part of that crew and was painting in the emergency department here at what is now Peconic Bay Medical Center. Who would have thought? I never in a million years would have thought that, you know, 20 years later I'd be the executive director here. It's just, it really is amazing to me. I can't believe it.
For real. That is unreal. Now, so when did you actually join PBMC, and what was the original role?
So I started here in December of 2015, and I was the chief nursing officer. That's how I came here. Had a long career with Northwell in various positions, and chief nursing officer was something that I didn't aspire to till, you know, later in my career. But what an opportunity to come here at that time. So we were just about to join the Northwell family. So January of 2016 is when we joined Northwell. And it was an amazing time. We were embarking on becoming a trauma center. We were just beginning the design process for what is now the Corey Critical Care Pavilion and the Canis Regional Heart Center. So it was such an opportunity to come here and just be a part of a real build and transformation in the building.
Good stuff. I could tell you kind of really enjoy caring for your patients. Sounds like it through your nursing career. Transition-wise, the inspiration regarding from patient care, that role, to kind of a leadership position. What about that?
Right. So, you know, it's interesting. I started off as an oncology nurse. Even before I came to Northwell in 2005, I worked in outpatient oncology. So, you know, caring for patients with cancer, in particular patients that require hospitalization, you know, it really is a specialty that ties you very deeply to patients and their families. And sort of another personal story, who would have been my brother-in-law, Robbie, he experienced something in a hospital, not where I was working, but in a hospital that was very unfortunate in terms of preserving his dignity. So it was a bad event that occurred in the family that I really, it really bothered me, and I really thought that there was something that I could do more to prevent that sort of thing from happening to anyone else. So I would say that a couple of things. One, and as a staff nurse, I was sort of tapped to explore, you know, being an assistant manager and then a manager. At the same time, I really became driven by making things better sort of globally. And I think that's what has carried me to this point, the focus on the patient.
There's no doubt about it, because that's where it's all at, with the patient, making sure they're in the right path and everything else as far as care and recovery. And you've seen a lot of critical transformation, I am sure, the five or so years you're with this hospital. And can you just give us, you know, just a couple as far as, you know, that have occurred as far as these transformations?
Sure. Starting with the nursing team, you know, which was my first role here, was around, you know, making sure that we were providing excellent nursing care. And some of that was related to resources, which we have significantly bolstered in terms of nursing education and support. But one thing that I'm really, really proud of is our nurses have incredible heart and connectivity to this community. And they have really taken the initiative to go back to school, to get advanced degrees, to become certified. So I'm very, very proud of what our nursing team has done here over the past 5 years, and now under the leadership of Christine Kipley, who's the chief nursing officer now. But aside from that, you know, programmatically, the hundreds of hearts that we've now saved in terms of having a real cardiac program here, having a trauma program, you know, the resources, education, and coordination that it takes to have a good program in cardiac trauma, stroke, and so on is, you know, it's extraordinary. And that is those are the transformations that I'm most proud of, because they directly impact lives. Those programs save lives, and they allow us to keep patients in the community. We don't have to send patients away from their homes, and that's really, really important to the folks in Riverhead and in the surrounding areas.
It's so important, I think, to, you know, and that's where PBMC really kind of shows its muscles, because you know, they're a community hospital. And anytime you could help the residents, you know, in that sort of fashion, you know, you're doing yourself an incredible service. So, and that's where the recognition has to really come in as far as, you know, what they were, where they're at right now, and how the community thrives because of the leaps and bounds that this hospital has made. You know, it's really amazing. You know, if you've seen from the embryonic stages of where it was at, it's fascinating to really see where it's come to today. So kudos to all involved there. Listen, we got more conversation to do. Amy Loeb, my guest, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Oliver here. You are listening to Ask the Medical Expert, all revolving around the great PBMC, and we'll be back right after these words. Jay Oliver here. You're listening to Ask the Medical Expert. We focus in on so many great individuals who have the great categories of where this hospital is right now, the Peconic Bay Medical Center, folks, right in Riverhead. Where it was, how far it's come, and everything else. We're talking with a wonderful guest today in Amy Loeb, who has a tremendous position as far as Deputy Executive Director, promoted to executive director, and the responsibility and everything else for all of the strategic initiatives and operations for PBMC and the Peconic Bay Medical Group. Very important job indeed. We're focusing on so many things. You know, you look at where the growth is right now, Amy, as far as Peconic Bay, the medical center, and we have seen a lot of people over the years with major contributions. And, you know, it's, you know, I kind of look at it like this because I was out there at the beginning. You know, it's just been a wonderful team that has been formulated over the years. You attribute that, and of course, other things you can kind of point out too.
So, you know, Andy Mitchell, when he came out here, had a vision, and he was really brave and really believed in the ability of this hospital and this community to come together to build what is today a comprehensive medical center. And we're just going to continue on that trajectory. And, you know, Andy will continue to support us by working with our foundation and raising philanthropic dollars, because that's really an important part of, you know, not-for-profits. We rely on that support. So we've had some very, very generous donors, and they really helped to make it possible. But I just want to comment on the other very important thing is, you know, we are the number one employer here in Riverhead, and that is a very important part of who we are. We are the community. We reflect the community, and every single one of our team members here in Peconic and in the medical group, we care deeply about our own community. And so I think that's a real part of the secret sauce here, you know, is the combination of the community support, whether it's philanthropy or just sending us encouraging letters or just, you know, being a part of our medical center, and then our team members who are also a very important part of this community.
No doubt. Seems like that without question. Amy Loeb with us here, PBMC, as a medical expert. You know, during this COVID-19, there have been challenges beyond. We all know that, especially in the medical field. How did PBMC kind of rise to one of the toughest healthcare challenges? When you look at everything said and done, you know, you're going to look back on these years, and we're going to get through this. But when you look upon PBMC and how they kind of got through everything here, one of the biggest challenges in history, what will you be thinking about?
So certainly the biggest challenge and the toughest year in modern healthcare history, no question. None of us would have thought we'd see anything like this in our career. And so I would say that planning really helped us. So we had our first plan put together in early January, and that was before any of us, you know, thought that this could blossom into what it turned into. And also, you know, the planning around and building, I had mentioned the critical care pavilion, and, you know, that was a huge benefit for us. Out of that building, we were able to add significant number of critical care beds and with connectivity to intensive care providers, even off-site through telemedicine, in addition to how we bolstered our team in terms of critical care here in the hospital as we opened that building. So imagine, you know, we started planning for COVID, you know, early January. It really came to us on March 13th was our first inpatient, and we opened the Corey Critical Care Pavilion on St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March. So the timing of that really, really worked out. But what really mattered for us, and, you know, when you think, when you talk about, you know, being responsible for operations, that's really what this job in terms of operations is about, is planning and adjusting and constantly just responding to the needs, because it was a dynamic situation and unprecedented, so we couldn't exactly predict what would happen next. But we are the most agile organization that I've ever been a part of, in terms of just responding and adjusting to what we needed to adjust to. The other thing, that we were very fortunate about was, you know, being a part of the Northville family, we were able to get the PPE that we needed. We were never faced with, although, you know, we were planning for it, and, you know, it was always a concern in the back of our minds because we didn't know. But we always had what we needed in terms of ventilators, in terms of N95 masks and PPE for our staff. And that was just an incredible sense of security for us, knowing that we had that. The other thing that we were able to plan for and help with was to our, you know, hospitals to the west in Queens, and we all saw the footage on the news about Queens, is we actually accepted over 100 patients from the west. So patients who often may not have survived or who were, you know, getting into trouble because those hospitals were so overwhelmed, we were able to take those patients out here. And you know, you take a patient in Queens and you say you're going to Riverhead. They say, where? I've never been there. But the notes and the sense of gratitude that we had from those patients and the family members of those patients who we really tried to stay connected to was really overwhelming. And, you know, we saved a lot of lives by doing that and helping those other hospitals.
No doubt. Amy Loeb with us talking medical experts and the great Peconic Bay Medical Center. You know, I couldn't help but notice, you know, in recognition of some of the employees of PBMC, the town actually renamed the hospital's address, I do believe, right, from 1300 Roanoke Avenue to One Heroes Way. You know, if that doesn't say it all, I mean, that's a wonderful honor. What about that? I mean, how does that reflect on what the hospital actually means to the community there?
You know, how this community supported us in the spring in particular with parades, with notes, with food, I mean, it lifted us when we needed to be lifted, truly. And this designation of One Heroes Way is our address here, you know, it's just the... it's the lasting imprint that will be with us forever. That's just a constant reminder that, you know, we have the back of the community, but the community has our back as well. They're here to lift us when we need to be lifted, and it's such an honor, truly, and a lasting honor. You know, we'll be looking at that sign, you know, 100 years from now and remembering what happened in the spring of 2000.
No question. No question about it. As a new executive director, I mean, where do you see everything kind of moving ahead here? How do you envision the hospital's path forward now?
So, you know, right now we're very, very focused on the wellness of our team here at Peconic. It's, as I mentioned, it's been a rough year, and and mentally tough. So we're very focused on the wellness of our employees. But, you know, as far as the path forward and what does the future look like, you know, in terms of, you know, bringing more services so that patients don't have to leave their community, that's always going to be our focus. We're going to continue to build on, you know, what patients have to leave the market. We want to be able to provide that service here. So we're very focused right now on continuing with cardiac services, surgical services, cancer services. But overall, where we need to go in healthcare is really a focus on wellness and prevention. And so that's very much what we are focused on in primary care, thinking about heart health. By the way, you know, February, we want to focus on heart health. It's very, very important. March, we're going into March, so I'll put a plug in for colorectal cancer awareness. If you haven't had your colonoscopy, you should. You know, colorectal cancer is a preventable situation. And, you know, we are here to help and support in health, wellness, and prevention. And that's going to be a much bigger focus for us going forward as well.
Yeah, thank you. No, I really can. Tremendous job. Deputy Executive Director of the great PBMC. And responsible for all of these strategic initiatives and operations. Listen, until next time, my dear, thanks so much. You were great, learned a lot, and you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. How's that?
Thanks so much, Jay. Thank you.
Appreciate it all. Jay Oliver here. We'll do it again next week, folks. Another round of Ask the Medical Experts. Have a wonderful rest of your Saturday.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.